it!
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ain't that the truth? You said it, Lindsay. Time Travel with Chris Earl here with you until 7 p.m. This is the last show. 15 years on WMFO. I am secondhand news. Lay me down on the tall grass and let me do my stuff. That's right. Most of my relationships over the years just ended with that. It's just like, all right, see you later. But let me lay down on the tall grass one more time and let me do my stuff. So I'm going to do my stuff with you for the next 2 hours. Let me stick something in your ear for 2 hours, and then I'm going to get the f*** out of here. Here you go, it's Duran Duran.
Light is low. Something
Duran Duran, someone else, but not me. Actually, someone else, not me. There's no button there, no buts, no ifs, ands, or buts. Time Travel is here with you today till 7 p.m. It's my last Time Travel. This is Chris Searle. I've been on the air since 2007, really. And this first Time Travel show was 3/11/2008. 15 years on WMFO. And you know what? I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm tired. I'm just so sick of it. 15 years. Someone else stop me can run this place. I don't even run it. I don't even have a vote. I just show up and throw this out there. See what sticks. See what sticks. All right, so I did like Talking Heads over the air for the opening thing and some other stuff. You ever followed the show, you'd know this. I always had a little thing at the end that said, hey, let's start the show, and that's George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers. So I think it's time for some cocaine.
All right, what do you say? Let's boogie. Loving 44 beneath my head. Woke up next morning and I grabbed that gun. I took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. And in my high joint, taking the pill, and walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. Willie, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack and shot your woman down. Yes, sir, yes, my name is Willie. Got a warrant, you better read it to me. Shot it down, cause she made me sore. I thought it was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a freight train and hauled me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. I'll dry out of a carcass in that Missouri jail. Commenced to look about. In about 5 minutes, in walked a man holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree, and I shouted, "Lordy, Lordy, please have mercy on me." The judge smiled when he picked up his pen. 99 years in the San Quentin pen. 99 years underneath that ground, and I can't forget the day I shot that bad bitch down. Well, all you hotheads, listen up.
For the final time, Time Travel.
All right, let's start the show.
I'm not afraid to
Scandal. Lead singer Patti Smyth, S-M-Y-T-H. That wasn't Smith. You know, she did it. She did it the right way. You know, S-M-Y-T-H. It's pronounced Smyth. You know, now you get somebody. It's just like, well, my Christian name was K-R-S. It has no vowels, but I'd like you to refer to me as a horse. The last name is I-R-L, but it's pronounced Charleston. So you can call me Horse Charleston. Oh my God. Where have we gone? I've been here since, you know, 2008 was when this show first started. I was on here before that and did some other radio show stuff. And I'm a mini celebrity. And nobody knew what to do with me. They're just like, let him do his thing. Let him talk trash. Let him play some crazy stuff. Let him do this and that. And I'll tell you, if anything, Chris Earl's a good guy, man. That's one thing we've learned along the way. Chris Earl is a good guy. So for my fellow time travelers out there, be good people. Because there's a lot of bad people out there, and they'll come and get you. I got a lot on my mind, a lot to do. Got all kinds of new stuff going on, and pretty big job. So I'm going to take this little job away for a little while, do something else, and follow some other hobbies. Who knew that I had so much in common with Aerosmith? Here's Aerosmith with Amazing. It's Time Travel with Chris Earl, 2023, final show.
I kept the right ones out and let the wrong ones in. Had an angel of mercy to see me through all my sins. There were times in my life when I was going insane, trying to walk through. Now it's wishing and I would die.
Oh my God. Oh my God, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Back when things were amazing. Like Aerosmith, that's amazing. But like somebody just showing up for work, it's not amazing. Like, oh my God, somebody like gave a speech. Like a 30-second speech, as half-assed, as off the cuff. And afterwards, like, that was so amazing. And everybody starts clapping. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, aliens didn't fucking fly out of the sky and land on my ass. Just somebody just talked. Who cares? Who gives a shit? Something's wrong. Something's wrong with society now. I think some people look at me like, something's wrong with him. Nothing's wrong with me, man. You know, everybody's a little crazy. If you recognize you're crazy, you're going to do better in life. That's all I'm saying. You're going to do better in life. You can have your own radio show on a college station in Medford, Mass. when you give an off-the-cuff speech and, you know, for 20 seconds and you don't make any sense and then everybody starts clapping and, like, egging you on, that ain't amazing. That's not amazing at all. That's horseshit. That's crazy. That is not getting things done. That is not being productive. That is not amazing. What's amazing is an alien landing out of the sky on your ass. Next.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Monday through Friday at 6, your favorite Star Trek episodes, exactly as you remember, unedited.
This is war.
Phasers, fire, point blank.
It would appear that the Enterprise is the target.
Never mind about me, protect my ship.
Unedited Star Trek, plus a chance for you to host the Star Trek Club. Be watching tonight at 6 on 56.
Specimen gathering mission on planet Alpha 177.
Mr. Spock is much stronger than the ordinary human being. Aroused, his great physical strength could kill. But it's a risk I'll have to take.
Something bothering you, Mr. Spock?
May I say that I have not thoroughly enjoyed serving with humans. I find their illogic and foolish emotions a constant irritant.
Unlike you, we humans are full of unpredictable emotions.
Love. Tenderness.
Yes, yes.
If I seem insensitive to what you're going through, Captain, understand. It's the way I am.
Don't be afraid. Here's my hand. Hold on.
You are beautiful. More beautiful than any dream of beauty I've ever known.
What is your point, Mr. Spock?
I love you. I can love you.
Kiss me.
You're out of your mind.
The prospect appeared quite attractive to you a moment ago.
You don't really want to hurt me, do you? Put that thing away.
No, I don't think so.
No, I can't. It's painless and quick.
Entry made by Second Officer Spock.
Possible we may have hit the wrong entry point.
Yes. Very well, Captain.
Try again.
If it pleases you.
What are you waiting for? Hurry!
If you'll excuse the intrusion, Captain.
Bury the hatchet.
An appropriate choice of terms, Captain. I won't fight you anymore.
I feel so weak. I'll be glad when this is over.
behaving disgracefully.
Believe me, Mr. Spock, it was painful in more ways than one.
Aye, sir.
Captain's log, supplement.
I've seen a part of myself no man should ever see.
I don't know why I have not been infected.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
That's aliens falling on your ass. That's amazing. Time travel here with you till 7.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
Can't you see he's the man? Let me hear you applaud. He is more than a man. He's a shiny golden god.
You've made an excellent decision by tuning into Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. You must be very handsome and wise.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Very hard to actually whip up a final show, you know? It's like, let's do four final shows. And I had like a final show a little while ago, like last year, and the final show before that. I've done all kinds of final shows. This is the final show, I think. We'll see. Most likely it's the final show, though. Right now, it's the final 2023 final show. Time Travel with Chris Earl and WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. If you haven't listened to me, I've been on for 15 years. Where you been? You know? You guys on the campus were like babies. Like three. Right? Four? Maybe five? Six tops? It's like you guys are sitting there pooping in your pants, and here I am, you know, spinning discs. Talking about Prince and Lou Reed and Tom Petty. And, you know? Now, this is Horsecock Johnson, and you're listening to Time Travel. WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's hard to sum up what time travel was, but it was more of an attitude than a show, I think. And one of the things that I love to do is throw pop culture moments in there, including this one.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
We had a dream we'd go traveling together. We'd spread a little loving and we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
Says the things you ought to hear. I'm young, I'm wild, I'm free. Got the magic
Nemesis dropkick with a red dash alpha message in two parts. Break, break.
This is Chris Earle, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Before the next joke, there will be a short raspberry.
Just starting on BBC One now, Victoria Regina, the inspiring tale of the simple crofter's daughter who worked her way up to become Queen of England and Empress of the greatest empire television has ever seen. But right now, it's time for Great Actors, introduced as usual by Alan Seaman.
Sir Edwin, which has been for you the most demanding of the great Shakespearean tragic heroes that you've played?
Well, of course, this is always a difficult one, but I think the answer must be Hamlet.
Which you played at Stratford in 1963.
That's right, yes. I found the role a very taxing one. I mean, Hamlet has 8,262 words, you see.
Really?
Oh, yes. Othello's a bagger too, mind you, especially the cleaning up afterwards. But he has 941 words less than Hamlet. On the other hand, the Coon's got more pauses, 62 quite long ones, as I recall. But then they're not so tricky, you see. You don't have to do much during them.
You don't?
No, not really. And they give you time to think what sort of face you're going to pull during the next speech so that it fits the words you're saying as far as possible.
How many words did you have to say as King Lear at the Old Witch in 52?
Ah, well, I don't want you to get the impression it's just a question of the number of words. I mean, getting them in the right order is just as important. Old Peter Hall used to say to me, they're all there ready, now we've got to get them in the right order. And, for example, you can also say one word louder than another. To be or not to be. Or to be or not to be. Or to be or not to be. You see? And so on.
Inflection.
And, of course, inflection. In fact, Lear has only 7,054, but the real difficulty with Lear is that you've got to play him all, you know, shaky legs and pratfalls and the dentures coming out, because he's ancient as hell. And then there's that heart-rending scene when he goes right off his nut, you know, beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep- though not difficult to act, because you've only got to do despair and a bit of anger, and they're the easiest.
Are they? What are the hardest?
Oh, fear.
Fear?
Yes, never been able to get that. Can't do the mouth. I look all cross. It's a very fine line.
What else?
Apart from fear, jealousy can be tricky, but for me, the most difficult is being in love. You know that open-mouthed, vacant look that Vanessa Redgrave's got off to a tee. Can't do that at all. And also, I'm frightfully awkward when I try that happy prancing, you know, which is a shame, really, because otherwise Romeo's very good for me. Only 3008 and quite a lot of climbing and kissing.
Sir Edwin, get stuffed.
I've enjoyed it.
And now the sound of John Denver being strangled.
You came on my pillow.
Thank you.
How does it feel to turn 80?
Twice as bad as it did turning 40.
One man, what happened to her plan? She was gonna be an actress, she was gonna be a star, she was gonna shake her ass on the hood of Whitesnake's car. Her yellow SUV is now the enemy, looks at her average life and nothing has been all right since Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was U2 and Blondie and music still on MTV. Her two kids in pink, even St. Elmo's fire. She rocked out to Wham, not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Thought she'd get a hand on a member of Duran Duran. Where's the mini skirt made of snake skin? And who's the other guy that's singing in Van Halen? When did reality become TV? Whatever happened to sitcoms, game shows
on the radio?
They tell her that she's uncool.
back.
Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was you two and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied. 1985. Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana. There was you two and Blondie, and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied with 1985.
W. M. F. O.
When Chekhov saw the long winter, he saw a winter bleak and dark and bereft of hope. Yet we know that winter is just another step in the cycle of life. But standing here among the people of Punxsutawney and basking in the warmth of their hearths and hearts, I couldn't imagine a better fate than a long and lustrous winter.
Winter's chill, chill me to the bone this year. And something in my mind just got away. Being in the places where we used to be, somehow being there without you's not the same. Parking lots, office parks, and shopping malls. And all you left were bills you hadn't paid. Winter's chill chilled me to the bone this year. And something in my mind just got away. It's all behind you now. You're moving on. Goods. Christmas lights look desperate in this room.